Welcome to another episode of EMZT Radio. I am Bane Hellborn. The infamous MJ is taking a break because it's his birthday week. So, happy birthday, my partner. I know he took some time to get some rest, sleep in. He deserves it. He works really hard. I know he does. And gifts will be coming later. Sorry. So, this week is Shark Week, and I have gotten into the spirit of things. There is a new Sinister Sisters where we talk about shark movies. And Little Boom Doom couldn't come up with a shark story, but we found something about the Loch Ness Monster instead. So that's pretty good. And I have some other goodies that I put together. There's no interview this week, so that's okay. Welcome to Shark Week on EMZT Radio.
I think that I am familiar with the fact that you are going to ignore this particular problem until it swims up and bites you on the ass.
EMZT Radio is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audio download and a free 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/EMZT. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Stranger Things Season 3 promo teases the 80s Mall of the Future. Stranger Things fans got a little surprise when the show's official Twitter account dropped a Season 3 teaser trailer. quote, Starcourt Mall has it all, end quote. Fans of the hit Netflix horror series Stranger Things received a surprise when the show's official Twitter account dropped a season 3 trailer. Let's just say it was one bitchin' promo, dude. Yes, Hawkins is about to get the quintessential 80s meat market for teenagers. The Starcourt Mall is the central focus of the promo, and you feel like you've entered a time warp. For those of us who came of age in that era, there are so many memories in this teaser, it's unbelievable. While this is great news, it also comes with a bit of a setback. According to Deadline and the trailer, it looks like the trip back to Hawkins, Indiana is going to be postponed until the summer of 2019. I can tell you that this is how you spent your weekends as a teenager during the 80s. You would gather with your friends at the shopping mall of your choice. It could be a center, a mall, or even a galleria. Then you would usually cruise around and pretend like you were shopping. In reality, though, you were looking for a way to run into that special guy or girl from chem class. The authenticity of Stranger Things footage is mind-boggling. You feel as if you are smack dab in the middle of the action. There is Claire's Boutique, Walden's Books, Sam Goody, and The Gap. As advertised, the state-of-the-art food court brings back so many fond culinary memories, like hot dog on a stick, Orange Julius, and Burger King. It is amidst these restaurants that we are introduced to a new character played by Maya Hawke. In real life, she's the daughter of actors Ethan Hawke and Uma Thurman. However, in Hawkins, she plays Robin, an alternative girl who works with Steve at the ice cream joint Scoops Ahoy. Thurman's character is described in Deadline as bored with her mundane day job. She just wants a little excitement in her life and gets more than she's bargained for when she uncovers a dark secret in Hawkins. Maya isn't the only new face added into the mix. In April, at the See What's Next event held in Rome, Netflix Chief Content Officer Ted Sarandos announced two new cast members, Carrie Elwes and Jake Busey. Elwes will be portraying Major Klein. According to his description, he is more concerned with his own image than with the people of the small town he governs. The actor is especially adept at playing charming and morally compromised characters, so he is a natural fit for this role. Busey is a journalist named Bruce who writes for the Hawkins Post, and like Klein, has questionable ethics and a sick sense of humor. In looking at the comments on YouTube, majority of fans believe that the dimensional gate might be opening up in the mall, while others disagree and speculate that season 3 won't involve the Upside Down but another sci-fi terror. Either way, the buzz is already starting. Hopefully, Netflix will continue dropping random teasers like this one to keep fans' excitement levels high. 2019 is a long time to wait. And you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Earth, America, Indiana, Hawkins. A growing patriotic community and a shining example of the American dream. Today, Hawkins is taking another step into the future with the brand new Starcourt Mall. Families, friends, and of course, teenagers can come together to shop, hang out, dine, and enjoy. With retail options for every member of the family, including The Gap, Walden Books, and Sam Goody. Starcourt Mall has it all. And don't forget, a state-of-the-art food court is just an escalator ride away, featuring America's favorite place to cool down, Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Shop.
Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Starcourt Mall is one of the finest shopping facilities in America and beyond. So come on down. And remember, Starcourt Mall has it all.
Starcourt is an all-American subsidiary of Starcourt Industries, an international enterprise.
That's it. Goodbye. I'm not going to waste my time arguing with a man who's lining up to be a hot lunch.
The show that puts the story back into history.
History is all about discovering the why, and I think that in that process, it's important to never take the story out of history.
Making history come alive, one episode at a time.
But this is a podcast on the American Revolution for this series, and all about a free country, so do whatever the hell you want.
Visit themondayamerican.com to get more. Dive into the Monday American. Don't worry, we'll be gentle.
Hi, everybody. Miss Starling here for Starling's All-American Lamb Chops. Have you thought about dinner tonight? I know I have. Usually, it's some cow, there's some chicken, and some pig roaming around somewhere. But have you thought about lamb? Lamb's all natural. It's all great. And plus, it ain't that bad for the environment, like them nasty cows and them nasty pigs. Starling's All-American Lamb Chops, made right here in our farms in West Virginia. And you can't get any better grass-fed lamb than what you see in the stores. Remember, it's got to have the name Starling written on it for it to be high quality. That's right. We only ship the highest quality lamb meat all around these great United States. God bless America. I sure do love it. That's Starling's All-American Lamb Chops. It's guaranteed to make you scream for more.
I gotta hand it to them, though. Sharks. I never saw that coming.
You're listening to EMZT Radio.
to EMZT Radio Minis. I am your host, Boom Dim. And I have my friend, my aunt, Auntie Bane. We're going to be talking about the Loch Ness Monster for Shark Week.
So, tell us about the Loch Ness Monster.
Alright, so the Loch Ness Monster is a very, I guess, you know, very, 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 you know, young creature. Just came in into the world. No, I'm joking. It's like, at least, it's from the dinosaur age. The thing that the Loch Ness Monster looks like is one of those, like, weird dinosaur things that flopped around. What was
Plesiosaurus. Yes.
Yeah, a plesiosaurus. A plesiosaurus was a very dangerous dinosaur in the water. So, who knows how the Loch Ness Monster survived? I don't know.
Well, because Loch Ness over in Scotland has, like, one of those giant crevice-type underground cavern things. So that's where they think it stayed. And it bred.
But how?
Supposedly.
Supposedly. That's a smart story. So the Loch Ness Monster, very generation-to-generation-to-generation thing. So the Loch Ness Monster is dead, but
it's still being sighted.
It's still being, probably fakely. We can tell when the fake ones are, you know.
A lot of them are, yes, yeah. Fake.
So,
like, this is the most famous picture.
Yeah, that one was in 1934. So yeah. that's the real stuff. Because, you know, in 1934, there was no frickin' Photoshop. And if you think there was, grow up. There was no Photoshop.
In 1934.
But yeah, if you thought there was, then go to school, don't do drugs, and
always wear your seatbelt.
No, and eat Top Ramen.
Okay, the Loch Ness Monster, mythical animal that allegedly lives in Loch Ness, a large freshwater lake near Inverness, Scotland. Although accounts of an aquatic beast living in the lake date back 1,500 years, all efforts to find any credible evidence of the animal have failed.
Oh, what do you think? It's a giant. It's technically, all right, so in Minecraft, PE, Computer Edition, and Xbox, they added underwater stuff, so like coral, underground caves. Technically, it's just a giant freaking ravine underwater.
Yeah. So, but it's been really interesting. I was fascinated by Nessie. That's what the nickname of the Loch Ness Monster is, Nessie.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a young girl, I would go to the library and take out all these books about the Loch Ness Monster. I loved reading about it because the stories that were told about how someone saw this creature climb out of the water.
It can't climb.
And eat, well, it dragged itself out of the water,
like a seal,
and ate and would eat the goats and sheep that are near the water.
That's smart.
And then it would go back into the water if it was, you know, startled. Mm-hmm. But I mean, those stories were all fascinating about how big it was, what it looked like. Always what it looked like was similar. They all said the similar things. But they kept adding that Nessie had this big giant mouth with rows and rows of giant sharp teeth.
Now that it's technically true.
Well,
not with rows and rows. One row.
Well, because it's a water creature, so it would necessarily eat fish in the water.
Uh-huh.
It and could eat the size of a plesiosaur is like as big as a whale.
Yeah.
So
shark.
Yeah.
But so, shark could also grapple on their neck, like hook on their neck, because it's really skinny.
Possibly. But anyway, so I mean, that was back in the 70s and 80s when I was reading up about Nessie. Because the stories, even though they might not have been true, but had a tiny smidge of truth, was just really fascinating to read. And it was just such an enigma that with all these pictures, they couldn't get a clear picture of what Nessie looked like. Because when they would take the picture, the creature would be gone or disappearing.
Yeah, because probably, because you know those freaking cameras make the loud,
yeah,
kind of like gun loading sound.
Yeah, but and they didn't have what is it set for action?
Yeah,
for live action, they didn't have the cameras that were set to catch live action. So anyway, I found this thing about if Nessie was ever captured, the Scottish National Heritage, a group funded by the Scottish government, created a series of guidelines in the event that if Nessie is discovered. The plan has resurfaced in part because an international team of scientists combed the murky Loch Ness, oh, back in June this year.
Snapple dog.
For environmental DNA to confirm which species call the lake home. So Loch Ness, it's black water. It's black water. You can't see anything. Anyway, so...
Well, if they did catch it, they would have to, like, try and get it to breed, or it dies, you know.
No, they have this contingency plan to...
Take their DNA and clone another one.
If the creature is captured, a DNA sample should be taken before releasing him back into the lake. So...
Him?
Him or her or whatever. It. Oh. It.
Smart.
Whatever.
Never know.
And they're wanting to do this with all the creatures that they find in the lake that aren't monsters. Some of the lessons we learned that have been relevant when we have reintroduced species like sea eagles and were used when a couple of years ago four new species were found in a sea off the west coast. Oh. So they're trying to rehabitat the animals and the creatures around that area. So that's what they want to do, is they want to have like a hatchery of some type.
That's smart.
To grow. But it says Nessie may be harder to catch because number one,
it's big.
Well, it's speculated that it's a type of plesiosaur. So yeah, it's pretty dang big.
It's probably half the size of the Jurassic Park shark look. Not half the size, more like partially.
No, like I said, it's about the size of a whale.
So yeah, half size of the...
About the size of a whale is the biggest that they've seen. And people have reported sightings of the monster since the 6th century. That's 500 AD.
Yeah, that's pretty
the year long. 500 AD. Most attempts to track Nessie down have been fruitless, including a 2003 expedition that used 600 sonar beams and satellite tracking to sweep the full length of the loch. Wow, and they found nothing.
Well, it's probably like a Skyrim... imagine this, a Loch Ness monster. You can be a Loch Ness monster in Skyrim. My Aunt Bane loves sneaking up on people and stealing stuff from them. And she's a...
Shadow Warrior.
So you cannot be seen. So this Loch Ness must have been either underground or it covered itself in the murky water.
Yeah, it's because the water is practically pitch black.
So it's like the books, like the Black Lagoon. It's yeah. Literally a black lagoon.
No, a black lake.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So that's why they're having hard times trying to scan anything. And plus, what does that say? If they can't find anything in the water, that means Nessie is black.
Well, I could see that, actually, because over the years, you know how stuff, like, if, like, you know how pearls come from...
Oysters.
Oysters, and then, you know, they saliva or snot on them. Mm-hmm. Don't know why rich people would ever purchase those type of things, but just, like, a lot of other stuff that I don't know why they buy it. But, yeah, it's technically probably spent so much time in that lake that... It's just dyed Nessie,
Or the skin is
really
able to refract light, refract it, ooh, like bounce it back, so it can't be seen. Something like what the Predator does.
Yeah, that'd
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah, except without the hardware.
Yeah, without being an alien robot that hunts other aliens.
So what else do you want to say about Nessie?
Quick, fun fact, did you know Iceland has the purest water of whenever you go scuba diving, you can literally drink from the water. It's very beautiful. You can see a lot of fish. Still very kind of murky and stuff. But, yeah, you can drink right from it, so...
Nice.
Kids, go to Iceland. Purest water.
For pure water. But what else do you want to say about Nessie?
Good luck catching it. It's probably going to take another couple of years. Probably in the year 2030-something. Because we don't have the technology yet. Hopefully we have the technology, like, 2027. I feel like, yeah, with all the stuff that is being made new and stuff, I believe it should be possible.
So, would you go diving in Loch Ness to find Nessie?
First of all, no, because usually whenever you do that and then you find the thing, you all end up never being seen again, and no.
So, do you think that there's something in the lock?
Of course.
Yeah. I think so, too. There's something there.
Yeah.
I think there's something there. It's just smart.
Just like the movie where people took stuff out of the shark, they got smarter, and got a bunch of people, one by one. So, this has been your host, Bum Dems, and, we'll see you next time. So keep your thinking caps on and use the meme imagination. Bye-bye. See you later. I don't know why Shark Week's a thing, but bye.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Jesus is back with a vengeance. You've seen the passion of the Christ. Now behold his fury. Framed for a crime he didn't commit and left for dead. Jesus is back. Coming soon.
Hey everyone, this is Beaumont Bob from Bowing with Bobcat. You can listen to me live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern at sfdradio.com, where I'm bringing you the best of the worst in cheap booze, talking bum wine, beers, 40s, malt liquor, and more. Always featuring the latest and greatest in the world of drinking and entertainment, along with some special guests. So come on down and take a ride with Bum Wine Bob. If you can't be there live, you can always listen in the archives at bumwinebob.com. So sit back, relax, grab a drink, and enjoy. Cheers.
instead of letting live sharks rain down on people, we're gonna get in that chopper and throw bombs into the tornadoes, blasting those bastards to bits.
This is Lucan Wolf, and you're listening to EMZT Radio with your hosts, the Sinister Sisters.
Sinister Sisters. Welcome to another Sinister Sisters. I'm Bane Hellborn with my sister,
Scorpio Girl.
And it's Shark Week this week. So yes, we are going to talk about shark movies.
I'm going to have to say, when you first approached me about talking about Shark Week, I seriously and literally thought we were going to talk about my period.
You call that Shark Week?
That's what I call Shark Week.
Makes sense, though. Okay.
But no, we're really talking about fucking sharks.
Sharks. Now, the list has gotten ridiculous because Sci-Fi Channel does the most fucking ridiculous. This is where your rule about stop, don't make things that are already scary more scary.
Yeah, but this is like not just scary, it's ridiculously scary and ridiculously stupid.
Like I'm looking at all these, there's two-headed, three-headed, there's four and five-headed shark attack.
Tornadoes of sharks.
Like, yeah, the Sharknadoes. Okay, that's meant to be funny, it's not meant to be serious.
I know, but it's stupid. It's so ridiculous, because where is this tornado picking up sharks and only sharks?
Yeah.
Or is it literally just sharks made the tornado? Like, there's no, yeah, no, stop it.
And Shark Avalanche.
Shark Avalanche?
Oh, yeah. There's now sharks in... Look, there's sand sharks.
Stop it.
Look at this.
Tremors was too much for me. Now we got sand sharks.
There's ghost sharks.
Oh, okay. Ghost sharks.
Ghost sharks. What was another one? Wait, I saw another one. There's
Didn't Boom Doom just say avalanche sharks?
There is snow sharks. Yeah, snow sharks.
Jesus Christ.
And... These ones I'm looking at here, look, Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus.
Oh my god.
Or wait, here's another gem. Here's another gem.
Sky Sharks?
Oh, Sky Sharks, yeah. They fly. Looks like, look, it's a Nazi on it.
They fly now.
It's supposed to be this year. Okay. oh, here's also another one. Where was this? Oh no, where'd it go?
What was it about?
Well, the 12 Days of Terror we watched about a true shark incident that inspired Jaws on the shore, on the Jersey Shore.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Sharktopus.
A Sharktopus.
Sharktopus. They're mixing a shark with an octopus.
Thanks, Japan. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I don't know if it's Japanese.
Yeah. There's Swamp Shark.
Oh my god.
Sharktopus versus Terracuda.
There's sharks coming out of toilets.
Oh, and here's another one. Hammerhead. It's a hammerhead shark. Okay. Mega Shark versus Colossus.
Colossus.
It's another sea creature. But
when is the shark against Godzilla coming? Sharknado versus Godzilla. I see it coming in 2019.
Well, what's coming this next month in August is the Meg, which is Megalodon.
Okay, you said that was Jason Statham?
Jason Statham.
Still not watching it.
Fighting.
Don't give a shit.
A Megalodon shark. Because that's what they originally were called in the shark age.
I mean,
in the dinosaur age.
Confession why I'm so not into this is, like, right behind zombies as my biggest nightmares, sharks are number two.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sharks are the reason why I don't go anywhere further in the water that I can't see the ground below. When I lived in Northern California and went to the ocean, I only went to the ocean up to my knees.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, yeah. I mean, even going swimming in a pool, I still think, oh God, the deep end. Like, stop it.
Well, and then that inspired, based on a true story, Open Water.
Okay, Open Water, based on a true story. Who else was there to account for this based on a true story? Well, do we know what happened? Was there someone there?
No, actually.
Or was it a shark ghostwriting?
But they just are guessing because they never found the bodies.
Yeah, that sharks so the whole movie wasn't really based off a true story. Well, no, maybe the
What it was based off of was that these people disappeared and were left behind. That's it.
Okay,
that's as far
okay,
as it went.
Yeah, but let's like make it truly tragic.
But this is why they're trying
that
to guess.
Newlywed.
They're trying to guess why they couldn't find the bodies.
They drowned and they descended to the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, but
and of course they got eaten by wildlife.
Yeah, of course.
Do you call sharks wildlife? Still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because they are not tame or domesticated.
Half the human race.
And then it all started with the Jaws series. Which was 12 Days of Terror.
Yeah.
The first one.
Nice
was
hat,
based,
Harry.
Was,
That's my favorite line from the whole movie. Nice hat, Harry.
That's a bad hat, Harry.
It's a bad hat, Harry. Sorry. Shoot. I even say it wrong.
So, sharks. They are scary. Because, number
territorial.
Swimming. No, there's lots of swimming action. They're attracted to bright light and bright colors. So there's several things that trigger them off that all these movies put in.
Right. Except really Jaws was more like a vindictive, like Jaws was actually vindictive though.
Yeah. I mean, the whole series was all against this one family, even though
the
each
one
shark,
family, like
even
what?
Though each shark had died at the end of each movie.
So it was a new shark each time, but it was all about this one family.
This one family.
They were cursed.
They were cursed.
They were cursed. There was a witch behind this. They need to put a story where there's a witch behind this whole thing.
That should have been Jaws 5.
Oh, shit.
The curse of the Brody family. Because even right. one shark followed Mama Brody to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So,
but they do make him shark. The one really shark movie that terrorized me a lot was, Deep Blue.
Deep Blue Sea?
Deep Blue Sea. Is that the one where, who's Samuel L. Jackson's all standing there all like giving this pep talk
and
out of nowhere.
We're not going to fight anymore.
And out of nowhere, the shark jumps up and eats him whole.
Eats him whole.
And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? Like, what? Where did Samuel L. Jackson go?
Well, and that movie was about messing with the shark's DNA to make their brains grow bigger to get the proteins that are needed to help fight Alzheimer's. They were trying to make an anti-Alzheimer dementia pill.
But turned him smart and rebellious and vindictive.
Downright hateful.
Downright hateful.
Downright hateful.
But they were really smart they were like picking them off, picking the humans off one by one.
And herding them.
And
herding them to where they want them to go.
Yep, totally.
Yeah. Now, the one I really liked was 47 Meters Down.
You told me to keep watching it, but honestly, I'm just not...
This is where it's one of those typical, the one person is being talked into going somewhere she really doesn't want to go. She doesn't want to go because she's a puss. She doesn't want to have adventure. She wants to be safe, safe, safe.
And obviously there's a movie for the reason why she didn't want to fucking go.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. She should have said to her sister, fuck you, you go.
I say that all the time.
Fuck you, you go. No, I'm not going. And they went on a dive that was not sanctioned by the hotel they were in. It was these two guys, they met at a bar, said, oh, we know this captain of this boat who puts us in a cage and we go look at the sharks. And the one sister's like, nah.
Yeah, like, that's not fun.
And the other one's like, oh, please, please, please come out of your shell. She's like, all right. And then what happens? They're at the bottom of the ocean.
47 meters down.
Which is 154 feet, I checked.
I didn't think you could go that far down.
Yeah.
Fun fact, if they went down even more, they could have been crushed and killed to death.
Well, no, they equalized as they were going down per feet.
Yeah, but obviously, like, they were going to run out of air at some point in time.
Yeah. Yeah. And that they were surrounded by all these aggressive sharks. Number one, because they had these big-ass spotlights So they were attracting the sharks, and the sharks were very aggressive in that movie. So,
yeah. Of course they were.
Yeah, so that was freaky. That was a freaky movie. So, sharks!
You keep saying that, like it's going to get better.
It's not going to get better.
It's not getting better.
It's not getting better. I'm not trying to say it's good to have sharks. Are you kidding me? They kill everybody.
You know what? And I'll even say this. I actually ate shark once.
Ooh.
It's not anything.
Didn't we have, we had that, right? Shark?
Well, I had it when I went to this revolving restaurant and they served shark as like an appetizer, and it was tough.
Yeah.
It was dense. Yeah. It was like.
It's not good meat.
There's no taste to it. It's not good meat. Just.
What?
But it's dense and tough, like overcooked pork or something. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even taste good, so yeah. I didn't like eating it. I don't like watching it. I'll probably have a nightmare tonight.
Because we were talking about it.
Yeah, this is how my subconscious works. It likes to fuck with me regularly, but especially when it comes to zombies and sharks. Like, it's not even cool.
So, sharks. They keep, like, the ultimate bad guy. When they want to kill somebody in the water, they throw a shark at you.
New movie, Zombies, Sharks, Tornado, Run for Your Life, You're Gonna Die.
Okay.
Practically every shark movie made.
Every shark movie made.
Newt, look at me. Where are they?
They're dead. All right, can I go now?
The Horror Gaming Report brought to you by ThatTechShop.com. Head over right now to ThatTechShop.com and type in the code EMZT at checkout for 20% off of all items for PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox.
Have detained the youths and charges are still pending. This just in. There have been reports of gangs of people assaulting and even killing innocent bystanders. They are unconfirmed as yet for a motive. The police suggest people stay in their homes and place of business until a proper inquiry can be made. As the U.S.
I'm up. I'm up.
About time.
Oh man, I got tight last night. I know I said I wouldn't do it no more, but well, you know, things as they is.
I know. And you promised.
Darn it, woman, why did you think I was drinking?
You promised. You promised me that you would do this.
I know, Charlene. I know.
Clyde, baby. It's a little thing, but it has to be done today. This morning.
Let me get my things on. No use showering, I guess. I ain't a killer.
Honey, I know that. God is my witness, I know that.
Then why are you asking me this?
It's the price.
Okay, let's go. Are you coming?
Which gun are you bringing?
The big one.
And ammo.
I expected to die and go to hell. I didn't expect hell to be brought to me, woman.
You promised.
Yes, yes. I'm bringing it.
You know what he did to me and got away with it.
I remember.
Then you know he has to die. You need to put a bullet between his eyes. Do you remember the off-ramp?
Yes, in the mall. That's where his office is.
I remember, baby. Let me get all this stuff into the bag. No use advertising what I'm gonna do. Are you coming?
Sugar. You know I can't. Cause
you're dead.
Yes.
I buried you 6 months ago. You're just a ghost in my mind.
Yes.
Oh, Charlene. What am I going to do? I don't want to do this, but I promised. Here's the bank. Still closed.
Hey, is that you, Mr. Banks?
Yes.
Mr. Banks, we heard about your wife. We're awfully sorry. Did you get our card?
I did.
You know the bank's closed, but you can come on in and sit down if you want. That bag looks awfully heavy. Come on in. Let me just lock that door behind you.
I was wondering if Mr. Moore was in.
Actually, he is.
Can I see Mr. Moore?
Sure. He's doing a training in the back right now with Lily. He ought to be out in a bit.
I need to see him.
I'll tell him when he's done.
I need to see him now.
There's no reason to get upset. Mr. Banks, put that shotgun away.
No. I want to talk to Mr. Moore.
What are you doing?
I want you with me.
What the hell is happening?
It's coming from his office. The door is locked.
He's covered in blood.
He fell. He hit his head. Get him away from me.
He took it. He can't be alive and moving with that much gone. He's down. Oh, God. What the hell is wrong with him?
I promised to put one between his eyes. I promised Charlene that. Now, if you will excuse me, I'll go wait for the police to come and get me in my car. I've got some thinking to do.
You did it.
I killed a man.
You killed a dead thing. A body. A shell.
That ain't what the cops are gonna say.
There ain't gonna be any cops coming. They're too busy.
But...
You're gonna have to go back into the mall.
Why?
Because there are more people in need of saving. And that's what you're gonna do from now on.
I used to hate the water. I can't imagine why.
You are now listening to EMZT Radio.
From 1428elm.com, this isn't Joe Bob Briggs' last drive-in on Shudder after all. On Twitter, Shudder made an important announcement about Joe Bob Briggs and the last drive-in, thrilling horror fans everywhere. Quote, "We broke the internet," end quote. The buzz on social media was deafening. Everyone's favorite armchair critic, Joe Bob Briggs, was back in business with a movie marathon on Shudder. People were gathering together to have a few cocktails, share memories, and have a good time watching a stellar lineup of horror greatness. At the center of these positive vibes was Briggs, a cult hero and the voice of cinema for a generation that came of age in the 80s and 90s. He was the reason for this event of the season. Then a crazy thing happened. His show, The Last Drive-In, broke the internet, which is a testament to how many people enjoyed what he brings to the table. Well, the powers that be got the message. Guess what? The drive-in will never die because Joe Bob and Darcy the Mail Girl are heading back to Shudder toward the end of the year. The network made the announcement on Twitter. Quote, "Due to overwhelming demand, we're bringing Joe Bob Briggs back later this year. Stay tuned for details. The drive-in will never die." End quote. That was from Shudder Twitter. Briggs followed their tweet with his own missive with some advice for the network. Quote, "The people have suffered enough. Assemble the squad. We're going to need bigger servers." End quote. Also from 1428elm.com, Greg Nicotero to revive Creepshow for series on Shudder. Get your Shudder subscription ready because in 2019, they're pairing with Greg Nicotero to resurrect Creepshow as a new anthology series. Yes! Even though The Walking Dead is in its death spiral, there's one thing we all love about that show, undeniably, Greg Nicotero. Whether it's his special effects and realistic zombies, or his directorial prowess, his directed episodes are some of the best in the series. His talent transcends. It looks like Shudder took notice because, according to Entertainment Weekly, we are getting a new Creepshow series, and it's being captained by none other than Nicotero himself. Creepshow originally started as a comic book in the 1950s. It was picked up again in 1982 by Stephen King and the late, great George A. Romero. Turned into an anthology movie, the film was colorful and full of dark humor and chock full of stars. It has Hal Holbrook, Adrienne Barbeau, Leslie Nielsen, Ted Danson, Stephen King, Ed Harris, and Fritz Weaver. The stories were funny at times, sad, disturbing, and over the top. Shudder General Manager Craig Engler had this to say about the new anthology series. Quote, "Creepshow is one of the most beloved and iconic horror anthologies from two masters of the genre, George A. Romero and Stephen King. We're thrilled to continue their legacy with another master of horror, Greg Nicotero, as we bring a new Creepshow TV series exclusively to Shudder members." End quote. Greg Nicotero had this to say regarding his newest venture. Quote, "Creepshow is a project very close to my heart. It's one of those titles that embraces the true spirit of horror, thrills and chills celebrated in one of its truest art forms, the comic book come to life. I'm honored to continue the tradition in the spirit which it was created." End quote. Shudder, who recently blew everyone out of the water with its Dusk Till Dawn Till Dusk 24-hour Joe Bob Briggs horror movie marathon, The Last Drive-In, is gaining more followers and lovers after that weekend. Now it seems ready to dig its claws into even more horror legends, and we don't hate it. I'm more excited about a Creepshow series than I was after hearing about the Tales from the Crypt reboot that never was and never will be from M. Night Shyamalan. The new Creepshow series is set to haunt Shudder in 2019, although no set date is given at this time. Nicotero is set to direct the first episode, and each subsequent episode will be written and directed by someone new. Nicotero will also head executive producing and supervise creative elements in the show. Special effects will be taken care of by his company, K&B Effects, as well. The CEO of the production company in charge, The Cartel, with Monster Agency Productions, Stan Spry, has the utmost confidence in Nicotero's ability to pull off this, stating, quote, "There is no better person to be the creative force behind this new production than Greg Nicotero. His experience and leadership will ensure that the series is of the highest quality and will help excite horror fans all around the world," end quote. And I am so excited about this. It's the only reason why I'm going to keep Shudder subscription. Oh, and Joe Bob Briggs, The Last Drive-In, they're streaming that on Shudder. They have The Last Drive-In Marathon is on Shudder, so you can watch it. And you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Y'all know me, know how I earn a living. I'll catch this bird for you, but it ain't gonna be easy. It's bad fish. It's not like going down the pond chasing bluegills or tommy cods. This shark, swallow you whole. Shaking, tenderizing, down you go. And we gotta do it quick. That'll bring back the tourists. That'll put all your businesses on a paying basis. But it's not going to be pleasant. I value my neck a lot more than $3,000, Chief. I'll fine him for $3,000, but I'll catch him and kill him for $10,000. You got to make up your minds. You want to stay alive and ante up? You want to play it cheap? Be on welfare the whole winter. I don't want no volunteers. I don't want no mates. There's too many captains on this island. $10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the tail, the whole damn thing.
I get a chill when I think of us. I think of lies, I think of mistrust. I'll admit this, if I must, I love to be used. I love being talked down to, humiliation and silent treatment too. I love excuses and being accused to be the object of your abuse. The attention is worth the hurt. It's for the best. I love the shame. It's what I deserve. I keep the peace with you because I have no nerve. I love crying myself to sleep and questioning my worth, especially as to isolation. I'm in. It's how I cope. It's why I pretend the fantasy is where this all ends. I'm undone, but you're been still drawn in.
And that wraps up another episode of EMZT Radio. Be sure to wish MJ a happy birthday for this week, and he will return next week. Be sure to check out the bands that were featured on our playlist for this episode. The links are going to be on our Podbean page. It's emztradio.podbean.com. Be sure to check it out. We have links to all our friends, the people we've interviewed, to our band friends especially, so you can go and buy their merch and buy their songs to support them, like we do. And this has been Shark Week. The only safe way to swim with the sharks is just to watch the movies. And stay tuned for another episode of EMZT Radio.
Never come back again!